So what are the reasons that you would teach online courses? So this is a global trend. It's been going on for a few years now, probably, 5 to 10 years. I started doing online courses a decade ago, but this global trend has been greatly accelerated by coronavirus in, as I record this, in March 2020. And the reason I'm recording this course is actually because a lot of people have asked me about this area. But I don't believe that online courses are going to go away when this is finished, because more people are going to discover online courses in this period, and more people are going to discover that they enjoy doing this kind of learning. And I think we're going to see this trend accelerate even faster because of the way society is changing. The other reason, of course, is as another stream of income. And there's a good reason why online courses are such a good one. Basically, they are a scalable product, a bit like a book, but you create them once and you can sell them lots and lots over time. Obviously, that will depend on your topic and whether it is evergreen. We'll come back to that later. But you create it once and you can sell it to lots of people. You can also have a higher price point. And this is very important for those of us who sell books, which, let's face it, you can price between 99p, 99 cents, and let's say $10, $20 for a hardback, $25 maybe. But realistically, you are looking at a low price point with books, and so you have to sell them in bulk. With an online course, people tend to value audio and video much higher than a book, and that's because the pricing generally with courses is higher and the value is perceived to be higher and may indeed be higher because you're getting a lot more personal contact through a computer. But a lot of people learn better in this visual audio manner. So essentially, you can have that higher price point in your creative business. It is a scalable product, and also many authors already teach, so or are speakers and will have the material available. So for many of us, this is not something that is unusual. It's just turning what we know into another stream of income. People also learn in different ways. So if someone is a visual learner, then this is a really good way to teach, and also audio. Many authors don't have audiobook versions of their books, and this more conversational style of an online course may suit people better. Clearly, the online course is also adapted very well to physical skills or practical skills or software or anything that is better communicated visually. So I use the example here of knitting. Knitting is hugely popular in the craft world, and let's face it, it's quite difficult to write books about knitting because it's easier to show someone how to knit than it is to type the words how to knit. So other examples, musical instruments, physical practices, yoga, personal training, that kind of thing. Software demonstrations, I have tutorials on things like Vellum, Scrivener, that kind of thing. Gardening, doing anything that is a practical task, doing things with your hands, any kind of craft is going to be easier to show people than it is to write to people. And of course, it's important to say that this is not about scamming people or just repackaging a book into a course format. It's about offering extreme amounts of value to people at a reasonable price. And hopefully, you're going to change people's lives in some way. You're aiming to take them through a transformation, and so they will feel that your course is really good value. Now, it's funny because many people say to me, "Oh, you're not a full-time writer because you do courses and things like that, speaking." And I'm like, "Yeah, some of the biggest names in the world do online courses. Here are some very famous authors: James Patterson, Malcolm Gladwell, R.L. Stine, Neil Gaiman, Dan Brown, Judy Blume, Margaret Atwood, Joyce Carol Oates. These are all authors who are huge names. David Mamet is a playwright, Pulitzer Prize-winning, I think. But basically, here are some of the biggest names in the world doing online classes at masterclass.com, which incidentally is excellent. And I've done a number of these courses. I've done James Patterson's and Dan Brown's, particularly. I got Judy Blume's, but didn't really connect with it so much, but I just remembered her from my teenage years. But of course, what's interesting about online courses, many authors teach in colleges, teach live things, but online courses can sell globally. And this is why it's so exciting. You can make income, you can help other people, you can have this course available for the long term. And it's a very powerful way to spread your knowledge and help people and also make money. So those are just some reasons why you might want to create an online course. So write down in the workbook, why do you want to create one? And also, what are the potential benefits, both for you, but also for your customers?